Good Monday morning. It is some Monday motivation heading your way, coming in hot. You guys, this podcast is fresh off the heels of my wedding day. So thank you guys all so much for the well wishes. It was a beautiful ceremony. If you're listening to this fresh, you can go to my Instagram at FallonTaylor2 and check out my Insta stories before they expire to check out the behind the scenes of the big day. We are doing a full vlog. So if you want to see that, you can see it at youtube.com/FallonTaylor that will be launching tonight. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. But it's time to get back to business. We aren't doing a traditional honeymoon until after we get done with Las Vegas, which is our biggest show of the year. And then we'll do some really cool stuff. So I'm very excited for that coming up. But today I'm so inspired by the subject of today's podcast. It's just talking about how beautiful we are when we're broken. And I don't think that enough people say that or talk about it. And I want to talk about that today with you. So let's get into it. Okay, let's get into it. So I want to talk about why, when a person is broken, they become even more beautiful. And if you are broken, I want to explain this to you so you can get it through your mind that the broken parts are what creates so much beauty. And it's a lack of symmetry or a lack of things looking perfect that will make everything so beautiful. So I think what's really cool is I have really amazing friends, right? And so I want to use their story because you may be the person that says, I'm not really broken. I haven't been through that much stuff. Well, my friends have lost a lot of weight. My best friend, Jessie, has lost over 70 pounds. My other bestie, Cody, she lost like 45 or 50 pounds. And she's a very tiny human, so that was a lot of weight on her frame. And they just wanted to be healthy. They wanted to get their life in order. And neither one of them have been through some like crazy thing where you can like pinpoint something. However, in their journey, and why I bring it up is because it was brought to my attention. Someone was like, you know, I haven't really been through that much bad stuff. And I'm like, well, neither of my friends, but what they've been through was finding their way, finding their standard. And that's not easy. And every single time that the brain has to do something hard, my best friend worked for me for almost no money for years. And I'm trying to make it up to her every single day, but that's hard. Doing something hard, not being a part of the social norm, that's also hard. Yeah, it wasn't losing a parent or a sibling or being diagnosed with some huge disease. However, doing something challenging and hard when people don't really see the vision for it is also something that creates a challenge within you that's not socially accepted. Nobody's giving you a high five. Nobody's seeing the bigger picture. And yet you're still doing that thing. That's still really, really hard. Finding your standard and understanding that you want to be you want to be a different person. You want to present a different version of yourself to the world. That's also really hard. So you may be like me. You may have been broken several times from several different experiences. But if you haven't been, this is a different way to think about all of it. Any way that you have to reorganize your life to present a different version of yourself to the world, if you're now an entrepreneur version of yourself, you're now a single person, you're now a married person, you're now whatever you're presenting to the world, you have to break the old way before you can present the new way. You may not be broken, but you do have to break old patterns to go forward. Well, the Japanese art of kintsugi is the best representation of this that I can give you. And in kintsugi, the kintsugi is an art of, wow, I just realized how much my nerd is showing. I've got a nerd in here, y'all, and she won't die. And I keep her alive and well, and I love her. I need to name the nerd inside. Anyway, I just realized how nerdy that sounded. But kintsugi is really cool. So the art of kintsugi is this. When something is broken, like an ornament or a bowl or a glass or something that your grandmother gave you or something like that, the art of kintsugi. So in America, when something breaks, somebody'd be getting in timeout. Like you broke great grandma, her thingamajig, you're going to timeout. This is horrible. in this Japanese art, the moment is celebrated that that thing is broken. I'm literally getting teary-eyed. That thing is broken, and they can remember the moment now. They can remember that day. Do you remember the day that little Jimmy broke grandma's bowl? Like, they commemorate the day because it represents something bigger to them. Because symmetry is not as important to them. They think that when something is broken, it's more beautiful when it's put back together. So they put it back together. In America, we'd put together with E6000 and pray to God that it would stay together, and then somebody would go to timeout. But in Japan, they fill it with polymer mixed with 14 karat gold or 24 karat gold. And the piece now gets more beautiful as they go. So every single time it is broken, a new strain of gold gets put on the bowl or on the thing. And they can literally look at that bowl and be like, okay, this was from my grandmother, but Jimmy 50 years later broke it. And this is to commemorate that moment. So now we know how old it is. And as it goes, it gets more and more beautiful the more that it's broken. It's even rumored that things are broken on big days so that people could remember that day and then fill it with gold, almost to commemorate, like we do with a Christmas ornament or a piece of jewelry or however you celebrate that. You as a human, as a broken individual, need to celebrate that. My own form of kintsugi is this. It is no secret that your girl gets Botox, okay? I get Botox. I went in to get Botox, and I go in. One, it helps fabulously with migraines. I'm not even going to try to tell y'all I get Botox for migraines. I get Botox for wrinkles, okay? But people that break their neck, it's recommended that you get Botox in the base of your neck and on your forehead to prevent migraines as your nerve endings come back, et cetera, et cetera. So I've done that. Not since 2009, because I didn't want to get Botox that early, so I only got it at the base of my neck. But about 3 years ago, I started getting it in my forehead. When I went, this was probably two times ago, so probably 2 years ago, year and a half ago, a girl goes, I don't know what the scarring is on your forehead, but we can fill those with some goop and you won't see those scars anymore. I go, oh, no, 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 no. Those are the most beautiful scars in the world to me. Those are the scars from when I broke my neck. I learned to walk again. That imperfection is the most beautiful thing on my face. And she started crying. And I was like, don't feel bad. Don't. It's just that I value imperfection. And as a person that gets Botox, I'll get a lot of judgment like, oh, Fallon says be yourself, but then, you know, goes and gets Botox. You know, I'm like, okay, well, yeah. Myself wants to present myself a certain way to the world. There's no judgment in that, but I can still celebrate all of my broken moments with everybody. I can still tell you I was a divorced failure in relationships that now just celebrated my wedding. I can celebrate that moment. I can celebrate the fact that I have scars on my face that mean so much to me. And I don't know if you're in the middle of being horribly broken right now, but I challenge you to find a way to celebrate that moment. So huge, so huge. Be like, oh, that was the time in my life. When I go back down through, I was giving the timeline to a friend of ours that was staying with us throughout the wedding weekend. And I was like, I was an actress. Okay. I modeled and then I didn't like that. And then I went to LA and then I was an actress and I just still like, it's okay. But I applied all of those things back. So I understand the layers of what I went through and all those changes. And I'm a firm believer that when we get an inkling of something in our heart, and I think I'll do a full podcast on this at some point, but when I get an inkling to do something, like, I'm really kind of feeling like some stunt work or acting or to go rodeo for the year or whatever that may be or whatever that is, I'm feeling an inkling. I think that you should dive head first into that thing in whatever spare time you have, whether it be 10 minutes of you just searching that thing online, or maybe you have a day a week that you can dedicate to finding a trainer to help you or finding a mentor or finding whatever to go do that thing. Because I believe that while we may not find any success in that layer, The layer contributes to the bigger picture. It's like quilting. Like, that square doesn't go with the other square, but it contributed full time. For me, I believe that I worked at Victoria's Secret for like 10 minutes and I learned how to sell to people and not be socially awkward. And I was selling $13,000 worth of underwear a day. And I learned very quickly that I liked to interact with customers, show them how to get the best value, show them how to get the best stuff, show them how to find the hidden stuff. And now it's very easy to see that I really love doing that on Instagram or my Insta stories or Snapchat and be like, oh, look what I found. Look what I've curated together for you guys. You can find it on my Amazon list or whatever. And while I don't make much money from that, it is something I really like to do. So I've been able to explore that. When I went to be a model in New York, I learned that I loved being a model. Like, I loved showing the clothes and getting the most, appropriate fitting stuff. Turns out later on in life, I have my own clothing line. So I know what the buyers wanted to see. I know what the merchandisers or the photographer want to see from certain things. So I now understand what they're looking for a little bit better, even though I hated being a model. I hated doing that. I hated being somebody that would, be like just a cardboard cutout. I didn't love it. However, later on in life, as I own Ranch Dressin', I know how to stand in my clothes in front of the camera and present my clothes. I know how to present them to a buyer because, whatever. But in New York, I was a broken individual. I was so lonely. I thought that I had no friends. I didn't know why I was there. I made some money, but it was really tough. Now I moved to LA, right? Okay, well, I moved to LA and I'm going to be an actress and I had to learn to be in front of the camera and that was really cool. But as I'm in LA, I was learning how to do all sorts of things that I didn't realize later would be so amazing. I know how to get the take right the first time. I know how to memorize lines for my corporate sponsors that need me to do videos for certain things. I know how to make a crowd feel comfortable if I'm handed the microphone. But in LA, I was a very broken person. I had only two friends and I really didn't know why I was there. And I felt out of place and I felt uncomfortable. And I felt like maybe I'd pursued the wrong passion. How was this supposed to ever turn out? I wasn't making much money. How was I going to pay my rent? I didn't understand the layers. And yet they were the parts of my journey that were 24 karat gold for this part of my journey. So I want you to understand, no matter if you are on the other side where you can recognize and celebrate your broken moments, or if you right now are currently broken, or you feel like you've never really experienced those broken moments, I want you to know that this is so special and so important for your journey. It's such a big deal. And you are an incredible, incredible human. And the broken pieces are the most beautiful. I love you guys. Have an amazing rest of your day. It would mean the world to me if you would share this on your social media so that people can also hear this message and learn to celebrate their broken moments. It means the world to me. Go follow me on Instagram at FallonTaylor2. Check out the behind the scenes and youtube.com/FallonTaylor to check out the YouTube videos. I love you guys. Have an amazing, amazing rest of your week.